Real quick at the top of the episode, I want to give a shout out to Misfits LLC. The company one of our players, Ryan, works for, has been gracious enough to help us build a website to get a lot of art up and maybe updates of things we might be doing in the future. If this gets more and more popular, you know, we'll now have a website. But let me talk to you a little about Misfits LLC. They design custom websites and applications. They do advertising, business cards, and graphic design. Ryan's been working there for a number of years, and he loves it. So a good employee, a happy employee means it must be a good company. If you guys need any of that type of work, I'm going to go ahead and give you the website. That's Misfits, MISFITS LLC.net. Go ahead and look that up if you guys need any, you know, custom websites, applications, advertisements. And then you guys can check out our website when it comes up if you want to see some examples of their work. All right. Thanks for listening to me talk a little bit. Let's get on to the episode.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Dungeon and Dakeness. I am Mark Gailey, your DM. And we have with us today, David Blondin.
Hey, I'm David, and I play Brock Timbers, the styling bard that may not be large, but is definitely in charge and is ready to get off this land barge.
Ryan O'Connor.
Hey everybody, I'm Ryan, and I play Edson, the Electric Knight.
Tommy Gray.
I'm Tommy Gray. I play Shane, and his magical ability is a gun.
And Tommy Stenhouse.
Hey guys, it's Kelmar, the shape-shifting druid.
So, last time, you guys buried Trevor, the guard that you guys suspected to possibly working with the Cult of the Dragon. Later in the night, Brock was attacked by Samuel, seeking vengeance for Trevor's death. Shane tried to reason with him, but Samuel was out for blood. After a swift end to his attempted murder, Shane and a few guards went to ask questions of the boss of these two guards. A few days later, after a traumatic few days, Edson reaches out to his patron, Teresa. When he arrives, meeting Teresa, he runs into a bigger issue than he thought that he'd be running into. He thought he would get some support, but unfortunately, Teresa needed him. With Bahamut missing, the lesser gods have been a little reckless and possibly trying to interfere with their world. And Edson found himself in a situation where diplomacy was no longer a choice. They were out for blood, and it was time to fight and show his worth.
And you guys make it through the night, and you guys wake up the next morning. Pretty nice day. It's a little warmer than it was yesterday. Clouds still in the sky, but no bad weather.
And I'd like to go up and talk to Brock then.
Brock is busy packing his morning bowl and... What's up, Edson?
Hey, we're getting pretty close. Are we going to do anything about those caravans?
Well, we need to know where they're meeting inside the city. So, I think we need to wait still.
You think we shouldn't thin the herd a little bit? Discreetly?
Just don't know how that's going to happen discreetly.
I guess you got a point there. I'm just worried about being outnumbered when we get there.
Oh, we'll be outnumbered. But I'd still put our money on us.
True, but I'm usually the one who has to take the frontline hits.
And I'll be right there behind you doing my best to make sure they don't hurt as bad as they should.
appreciate it. But all right, maybe we should try and see if we can get some intel during these last 2 days, like any kind of weaknesses or like who their leaders are, stuff like that.
I mean, I think we know it. It's Renisi, the black half dragon.
That's true.
You know, remember when Carlon told us, rumor had it that one rode through Daggerford 2 days before us. So they're following her with the gold. That's the head honcho. That's the same dragon I saw at the catacombs in the mine outside of Greenness. She was giving Mondath orders.
So this is going to be a really hard fight coming up, I guess.
This, you know, if you remember Cyanrath, I thought Cyanrath was a higher up. He very well could have just been a strong goon.
Yeah, and I just look at, like, one of the many scars I got from Cyanrath. I'm not looking forward to this, but it's what we got to do to make sure everyone's safe. We can't have them get away with whatever they're trying to do.
Yeah. Well, we need to find, you know, Waters Deep is a huge city. Trying to find them is a needle in the haystack unless we use them as the magnet to take us to the needle.
This is true. But should we have someone, like, infiltrate them a little or do something to win their trust? That way they could lead us right to them. Because if we have to sneak and I just, like, look over at my maracas, I'm not sure how well that'll go.
Unfortunately, from what we've gathered, too, from the other people taking notes on us, you know, your pigment stands out. And my flair or in shortness stands out. Yeah, because we know for a fact that two of the carts are Cult of the Dragon. We have to assume they know us by now. All four of us by now. You know, Shane can do his best to play off just working for money. And when we get there, split away. And possibly. But it's... That's like the longest shot for infiltration. I think it's going to be a little... I'm not sure. This is my first time doing this. You know what I'm saying? I'm not normally a frontal assault type of guy.
No, I understand. Well, do you have any contacts in Waterdeep?
Carlon said he would mention it to people up there, but I didn't get any names.
Okay. Well, then I guess we won't know anything until we get there. We'll just have to do our best to keep our guards up.
Looking forward to it. Kind of like a little pep in the step. We're almost there. We're like in the morning, like around the fire, like...
Yeah, like around us, like, or yeah. Just like off to yourself.
Yeah, probably like near you guys, but off to the side a little.
Sure, sure. We're just gonna assume that was eavesdropping. and I'm just gonna just kind of like over my shoulder be like, "What about our gnome friend? She might be helpful."
Maybe that's
that could be an ally to like help the numbers.
Or at least a foot in the door. Absolutely.
Well, maybe we could try and see if someone can get in contact with her.
Well, she's around. She's definitely around.
Maybe if I see her, I'll try and strike up a conversation. Maybe we should all try and befriend her. Let her feel safe around us. That way she knows if she needs anything, she can come to us. And if we need anything, she'd be willing to help us.
There is a slight problem with that.
Yeah. Go ahead.
If we do that, then we basically alert those two caravans that were friendly and chummy with her. And then they immediately become suspicious of her.
I'm friendly and chummy with everyone.
Fair.
True.
She did say we'd talk when we get to Watersteep. So...
Mm.
She'll find us, I imagine, easier than us finding her.
Yeah, that's weird how she can do like you. She turns invisible. And then, like, Helmar's, like, finally, like, connecting the dots, like, oh my god.
No, turn invisible.
Yep, that's what Kelmar's thinking. Yep,
exactly.
Gnomes can all turn invisible. Oh my god.
Good.
All right, day goes on. Pretty smooth morning, pretty smooth afternoon. Near the end of the day, you guys are kind of like in the middle of the caravan. It looks like the caravan kind of stops to a halt. And it seems like something's either blocking the road or something that's up ahead, but basically everyone's kind of stopped. It's almost evening, so it looks like some people are starting to set up camp.
Something's blocking the road, maybe, though. Interesting. Shane, you want to ride up there and see what's going on up front while we set up camp?
Absolutely.
I'll ride up with you, Shane. I'll ride on the back, Shane's.
Oh, okay.
Sure. Yep, ride on up to the front.
So you ride up to the front, and as you're getting closer, you see a turned over cart. This cart definitely doesn't look familiar. It's in front of Lesfrendo, and you can see Lesfrendo is using his gargoyles to start to try to drag the cart off the road, and a couple of humans are helping him out, try to push it off the road.
Hello, Lesfrendo.
Jump off the back of the horse and say, "Is anybody hurt?"
You can see that, like, one of the guys that looks like a little bit nicer linens has a cut on his arm. And then you can see that the two humans that are pushing the cart are a little beat up. Looks like so probably the cart just kind of broke. It looked like it broke a wheel and kind of just teeled over.
Go up to the guy with the cut on his arm and say, "Friend, what happened? Are you okay?"
The damn wagon I bought back in Dagger's Ford, freaking... A wheel snapped along the road, and just we teeled over, and I gotta freaking figure out how to get my product all the way up to Watersdeep.
I'm sorry. Maybe it's something that we can repair. You know, where it looks like we might be setting up for camp, and I'd be more than willing to lend a hand and see if we can try and fix it.
Possibly. I mean, we need more materials. We need to put the axle back in and get the wheel back in shape. I mean, more than likely, I'll just have my guard stay here while I head into town to get some animals to be able to come back and carry everything out.
What do you got back there? Is it heavy material? Can we split it maybe between a couple of carts that we trust here?
He's like, I appreciate the help, my man, but this is my product. I will take care of it on my own.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry about your arm. And let's see.
Mm-hmm. And he like starts yelling at his guys.
Come on, put your backs into it. Let's get this cart off the road.
Kelmar will go assist to push the cart off the road faster.
Sounds good. Shane, you just want to keep watch?
We can use the horse to help too. Want to use the horse?
Yeah. Sure. You guys kind of tie the horse to the wagon, and you guys slowly all push it off to the side of the road. But it's starting to get dark, so Lesfrendo kind of makes the decision. We'll camp here for tonight. Should be able to get to Watersdeep near the end of the day tomorrow.
Excellent.
You guys successfully get the cart off the road. You can see the guy that was in the nicer linens
get go into the cart that's laying on its side, and so like moving boxes out of his cart.
Do I see anything like around the area that may have fallen off the cart when it tipped over?
Nothing in particular, nothing that brings up your attention. You do see that the axle of the, or the, basically the part that connects to the wheel, that connects to the wagon, looks like that section broke, and because that snapped, it snapped the middle of the actual wheel itself. So it's a pretty broken up wheel. It was just the weight of it and just the material that's on the inside maybe just broke it and snapped it off. A lot of loose wood on the road, but nothing in particular.
It look like, it doesn't look like sabotage, does it?
No. It's like just strain. Probably a used cart. All right, back at the camp. You guys are setting up camp, right?
Yep.
Probably horse up and then back up to camp.
And you guys head back with Brock and Edson setting up fire and getting ready for the night shift.
You know, it wasn't even that long ago back in Daggerford. It just felt so good not having to sleep next to the cart on the ground and get stabbed in the gut. You know.
We're almost to the next town.
Will I miss it? Maybe a little. But not for long.
You know what feels good? And then Kelmar is going to just lay on his back with a joint in his mouth and just blow out a big old plume of smoke.
Brock's going to pull out a bottle of wine, take a swig, hand it over to Edson.
I'm going to take a swig as well.
Shane?
Yeah, I'll drink a little bit.
All right, then I'll pass it over to Shane.
We bought like 10 bottles of wine at the Daggerford. And last couple nights I haven't really felt like drinking. It's more just on edge, but feeling better.
I can't wait to get off this road either.
Yeah, it's been for you guys, it's been nearly almost 70 something days that you guys have been on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, over 2 months.
It's like I'm back with the tremendous traveling troupe.
Yeah, I was going to say, Brock is probably pretty comfortable with this kind of situation.
It's also kind of the reason... It's kind of the reason he left was because all they did was move. So, like, he likes to go somewhere, stay for a week, you know, wear out his welcome and then move on. But the constant moving reminds him of his childhood.
All right, boys. Let's start up those night shifts.
13.
You look out to the horizon with the tall grass all around you guys. It's pretty dark tonight. Looks like the clouds are kind of covering up the moonlight. You have the small fire in front of you. Everything seems peaceful. Next shift.
I rolled a 16.
Nope, I rolled a 22.
Oh, that's right. You guys are second up.
Okay, yeah. So, Edson, Kelmar. You guys are looking out to the grass in the distance. Kelmar, in the distance, you see a bit of the grass, like, way out there. Like, it's so far that actually your dark vision, you can just barely see it.
But I don't have dark vision.
Oh, you don't have dark vision at all? That's right. So,
no, Edson, I have dark vision, though.
You're assisting him, though. So I'll go to Edson. You're looking out, and you kind of stand up to look around. As you're standing up to look around, in the distance up the road, you see this glowing red light kind of peer out from the field, and then another glowing light peer out and head towards you guys, and then all of a sudden hits the ground and explodes. Edson, you see these glowing... orangish red balls come out from the distance up the road and also right at the center of your guys' base. Everyone give me dex saving throws.
I got 11. I believe we had
11, okay.
I got a 16.
But I've got a question for you, Mark. Could my robe help me teleport away?
Yes.
Then I'm going to use that.
Yep. Or do 15 feet.
I got a 16.
Okay.
I got a 16 as well.
On disadvantage?
I have disadvantage.
You're on the ground, sleeping.
Oh, you didn't tell me disadvantage. You just said dex check. Okay.
Oh, sorry. Everyone else, I explained that to earlier. I forgot to tell you.
That's fine. 14.
Cool. Yes. Shane, Kelmar, and Brock, you all pass. Etzen, you teleport out of the way, so you straight up don't even take any damage. But Shane, Kelmar, and Brock, you all take 10 fire damage as it just an explosion erupts. And you guys also see that the cart, the Newhar's cart, is now on fire. Everyone roll initiative.
Alright, it, Anne.
Got an 18.
Like doo-doo, I got an 8.
Mark, I'd like to use a reaction. Can I use a reaction?
What reaction in particular? Are you reacting to the fireball hitting it?
Yeah, absorb elements.
Yeah, you can definitely use that.
Okay. So...
There, cuts it in half.
The spell captures... You have resistance to the triggering type damage until the start of your next turn.
So then you take half, so you take only 5 damage.
Okay. Also, the first time you hit with a melee attack on your turn, the target takes an extra d6 of damage of the triggering type till the spell ends.
Which would be fire.
Which is one round. So, essentially, it cuts it in half.
My initiative is 18 plus 3, so 21.
And Kelmar, roll your initiative as well.
Okay. Hold on. To
a natural 20. Yeah, green dice.
Now, what's the total number? 22. Okay. Kelmar, your turn.
I'm up.
Yep, you are up. There's a lot of things on fire. And you can see around your camp, and there are wagons ahead and behind you down, or up the road and down the road that are also on fire.
Alright. Well, without knowing the... And I didn't see these orbs at some...
You probably saw a light coming from the fields.
Okay, so they were coming from a direction?
Yeah, you would say basically if you guys had the road perfectly going north, it came from the west.
Got it. What I would like to do is I would like to put out the fire in our camp, because all of our shit's on fire, I'm assuming.
Yeah, mostly it's the wagon that's on fire. But yeah, you can put it out. How would you like to put it out?
I would like to use my canteen. So I'm gonna step back, and I'm gonna say the word geyser, and then I'm just gonna go in a kind of a sweeping motion to try and get everything with, you know, kind of like a rain. Like, you put my thumb over the nozzle so it kind of sprays and stuff like that.
Yeah, so you guys have probably never seen, I don't think that you guys have ever seen Kelmar use his decanter like this. You see all of a sudden he like grabs his decanter, and you can see this blue, like almost like blood is like pumping into the decanter, and the water just starts pumping out like a river. And he starts pouring all the water on top of the wagon, spraying it on the road, and he puts out all the fire that's around you guys. But it is in action, so Brock, you're up next.
Okay, do I see anyone coming out of the fields west of us?
You can give me a perception check.
13 plus 5, 18.
You do not see anyone coming out of the fields.
Okay. I'm going to bonus action and say, motherfucker burned my shirt. I'm gonna find him and take his. I'm gonna heal myself for 8.
Okay.
With a second level bonus healing word. And then I'm going to move my 25 feet away so we don't get clustered up on again. And can I move to any cover?
You'll be half movement because you're prone, sleeping.
Okay, so you give me 15 or 10.
Or it takes 5. Does it take?
It's half to get up. I have 25.
I'll be generous. Yeah, I'll be generous. It takes you 10 to get up. You're small.
Then I move 15 feet. Is there anywhere I can get cover? Is there cover in the field? Because it's such high grass, can I get cover and hide with my action?
Yeah. You're more than welcome to.
Okay, then I'll do that.
So you're heading to the west or heading
to the
east?
To the field. Whatever that was, to the west, right?
Huh?
Yeah. So I'm heading to the west, and I want to get in there and do a stealth check.
Sure. I say with 15 feet, you're just getting to the grass. So yeah, you can still give me a stealth check, but it's not like you're like deep in it.
Okay, 13 plus 5, 18.
Cool. After that, okay. You guys see arrows come from the field on the west side. Kelmar, you get 2 shots at you. Edson, you get 2 shots at you. And Shane is still on the ground, so there'll be 2 shots at you, but they probably won't be able to hit you because you're prone. Because it's hard to hit people. First one on Kelmar misses. Second one is a 19 to hit.
19 will hit.
Okay. Nice comfy 4 damage.
4 damage. All right.
Both shots on Shane missed. Edson has 1 shootout and go near his foot, but doesn't quite hit him. But the other one is a 23 to hit.
Yep, that'll hit.
God damn it. 4 also for that one. As arrows come out from there. And Brock, you actually have someone that almost run into you, but run past you. And you see 3 hobgoblins burst past the grass line and get into melee range of all you guys. So you guys see 3 hobgoblins with swords and shields.
Okay.
But they can only get to you guys, can't attack you. After that, Edson.
No, I'll just attack the hobgoblin.
Sounds good. These hobgoblins are adorned with like wolf heads on their shoulders and like fur pelts across their chests.
Alrighty.
Go ahead.
So, first attack will be a 17.
17 will hit.
And that'll be 12 damage.
Got it.
And second attack, 20.
Yeah.
As you pierce into it, your axe starts to really gnaw at its chest. You get that little extra oomph with its teeth growing.
Yep, I'm also gonna add a shock charge and 1 level of smite to it.
Kaboom! 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 Kaboom!
That'll be 36 damage.
You see Elton kind of slash through the guy, and then it comes back with a backhand, and as backhand comes up, you just see this lightning bolt strike from this guy and basically fry this guy as he slashes right through him, and his axe gets a nice cooked piece and chews on the backstroke.
Oh, sorry.
No.
Plus 1 more damage for the axe.
Okay. You know, just to make sure he's dead.
Just to make sure he's extra dead.
Okay. That's your... you moved up. I'd probably say it's like 10 feet to move up to him. You got another 20 feet if you want to move back towards the camp.
Yeah, I'll move towards the next hobgoblin.
Okay, that would be next to Kelmar, so you can like position yourself on the back side of that. Shane, you are prone.
Actually,
go ahead.
I'm also going to have my Drakensteed attack one of them.
Yes, Drakensteed needs to give me a dex saving throw.
Alright. 19.
That does pass, but 10 fire damage still.
Okay. He's hurting.
Yeah, Drakensteed.
Alright, I'm going to have it fly in the air and do a flyby.
Okay.
Alright. Does a 15 hit?
15 will hit, yes.
Cool.
Oh, actually, no, it does not. Sorry. This is the one next to Kelmar. He has a shield.
Alright.
Puts a shield up and blocks it off as he just tries to swing past it. Alright, Shane, you are prone. There's a guy coming to you, but not at you yet. And you just got hit by a giant fireball.
I'm going to get to my feet. And how close is the guy?
You're up.
How close is the guy coming?
10 feet.
10 feet away from me? Okay, I'm going to shoot that guy.
Sounds good.
Right. Let's just use an iron bullet for the first shot. And that goes. Oh, not good.
Yeah, we want to do the two. You want to do the 2-2-2 now because we just got talked about that.
Yeah. So this first one's an iron shot. It is a 14 to hit. Oh my garbage.
Does not hit. As you fire it, it kind of like clangs off the side of his shield. He just happened to have it in the right spot. You're still kind of recovering from the fire that just landed on you.
Very frustrated. I'm going to use one of the pond pebbles.
You see Shane just flick the barrel just real quickly.
19 to hit.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Hold an 8. Then 8 damage.
Okay. You are rolling with a d12 now, right? Sorry, because I haven't changed your gun yet. Because I still haven't heard how to do it properly.
I rolled it with it's plus 4.
Should be plus 4, yeah.
First roll, the d12 is max damage, 16 damage.
Nice.
Plus 5.
You see Shane light up and. Actually, max damage should be 17 because of the plus 1 for the pebble.
You're right. 17 damage for the plus 1 from the pebble.
This guy's almost like knocked back by just the pure force that's fired out of the rifle. Okay, Shane, do you want to move at all? You still got 15 feet of movement.
I am going to back up 15 feet.
Sounds good. You're like right on the line of where the grass is on the east side of the road. Okay, let's see here. Who's up next?
Can I use a bonus action?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So what I'll do is I'm just going to go and shapeshift into my bear, my typical bear form.
Sounds good.
And that's it, because I can't do anything in the bear form.
Brown bear?
Brown bear, yes.
Wait, you can do CR2, why don't you do a polar bear? Wait, can you do CR2?
I cannot do CR2, but I can create one.
Oh, look, that's what it is. Okay, never mind.
He can't be CR2 until level 6.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. Dude. Why do you think I'm...
Oh, that would be convenient. All right, Brock, your turn. Okay. You're in tall grass.
Okay, do I see where those glowing orbs shot from?
It looks like they came from multiple directions, but you know it's deeper into the grass.
But I can't see anything, so I can't really take a shot at it. All right, I'm gonna move my 25 feet into the grass and see if I can get a vision on the shooter in the grass.
You move 25 feet. Give me a perception check.
12 plus 5, 17.
You don't see anybody, but you do see a hobgoblin with a bow to your left.
I will pull my hand up to my forehead, and I'm going to Scorching Ray this guy.
Pump all three into his ass?
Yep, pretty much. All right. First roll. 18 to hit.
That'll hit.
Second blast. Better. 19 to hit.
Also hit.
And the third blast. 18 to hit.
All three hit.
All right. So it's gonna be 5, 9, 14 fire damage.
Yeah, this guy looks right fucked up. As you would see, this bright light you guys see in the field kind of just shoot off from the grass and shoot and hit something. That goblin, after getting shot by you, is going to move up on you, Brock, and try to swing at you.
Yeah.
Short sword.
Figure as much.
Sixteen and an 8. I think both miss.
Well, the 16 would hit if Brock doesn't say, I don't think so, stinky! And I cut it by 7.
Alrighty. Brock, you hear the twang of arrows north of you and south of you. And that would be Kelmar and Edson. You guys are getting shot with arrows. Actually, no. Right. Fuck that. I'm actually going to shoot twice at the flying fuck and then twice at Kelmar.
Wow. Not my flying fuck.
19 and a 9 to hit with the horse.
I'm pretty sure that hits. Yeah.
Okay, well, the 9 does not hit.
Yeah,
it, right?
But the other one does.
6 damage, piercing.
Alright. Still staying.
Kelmar, you fucking lucky bitch. Neither one of those hit you.
I have 11 AC as a bear.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And I rolled a 5 and a 5, and they're both going to be 8. So that doesn't hit. And then Shane, you actually see arrows coming from the other side of the road in the tall grass. And if I can roll anything but duds right now. God damn it, I had 6 shots on Shane, and I think only 1 hit. Yes, 1 will hit with an 18. I rolled 4 threes there.
Good job.
7 damage. Shane, you see just a bunch of arrows like hit the ground like next to you. Tick, 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 and one hits you right in the shoulder. Ah! That's it. You saw arrows come from the west side, and you also are now surrounding the guy that was in between you and Kelmar, and you saw Shane fired off around at this other dude, and you saw glowing light come from the field and singeing, or at least you heard singeing. You are situated with Kelmar, hobgoblin between you guys, one hobgoblin north of you, right where Shane was, but Shane backed up 15 feet closer to the east or western side of the road, and you saw bright lights shooting out and singeing something in the field.
Gotcha. Alright, well, I'm gonna attack the hobgoblin in front of us first.
Sure. Do you want to get in position to get flanking?
Yep.
Okay.
And 25 to hit.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Alrighty. We have 14 for the first one.
Oh, yeah, you you hack your axe into it, and your axe is loving it. You just keep occasionally hearing it in your hearing him go. Oh, oh. Go ahead.
All right, and for the second swing, glad that we have flanking. 19 to hit.
That'll hit.
That'll be a 16.
Yeah, you kill that one. And you put your axe right through his back as he's distracted by the bear. And you slash him twice through his back. And he goes down.
Nice.
After that, Shane, you are up. Got shot. You got shot at with a bunch of arrows, but only one hit. And you still had the other guy that's in view.
I got shot at from the tall grass.
From the west side. And you are basically like right on the edge of where the grass is. And then you have the guy that's 25 feet across the road that you shot at before.
And Brock, Edson, Kelmar, they're all closer to him. They're all closer to the other side of the road.
Kelmar and Edson are like in the middle of the road. Brock, you saw Brock bust into the grass line on the eastern side.
I'm going to shoot once at that guy across the road that I can see. And this one will be an iron bullet. Oh my god. 14.
That does not hit.
Yeah, and then 15.
Gotcha. Wait, 15 was the second shot or just the first shot?
Oh, wait, the first shot would have been a... No, the second shot would be a 16 to hit.
Yeah, because it's the last one, right?
Yes.
And that will hit.
Also, dog, maybe it's time to start using your grit shots on accurate shot again, right?
I guess, yeah. It's finally time again. And then it will be 15 damage.
Oh, man, that'd be 12.
At least it's being nice.
You blow him off his feet, and he goes down.
Okay, cool. I'm going to
have your movements.
I'm going to move over basically to where he was standing, and turn around and face the tall grass, and then I'm going to second wind, and then that is my turn.
Sounds good. That moves over to.
Oh, sure.
Can I choose multiple targets? Yes, I can. You guys see that purplish blue glow shoot out from the field again. Look like it's almost like coming from multiple directions, but looks like possibly someone's moving. Two of them at the bear, two of them at Edson.
Alrighty.
Alright, I'm guessing magic missile again.
Edson, you get... 4 plus 1, 5, plus that, 9 damage.
Ouch. Alright.
And then, Kelmar, you're gonna get 7 damage.
7?
As these arcane... Yep, all 7 right. damage. As these purplish-pink glowing orbs shoot out and hit you guys. Dave, you can tell it's farther into the field, a little north of you.
Do we get a good idea of where they're coming from, now that they're shooting
at us?
It's tough because of how far they are, and since your dark vision only goes a certain distance, you can see the glow come from the direction, so you know the direction of it. That's his turn. Or she. Don't want to be that. Kelmar.
Alright. I got one guy still right in front of me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, wait. No, Edson hacked it down.
Okay, right. So I got none in front
That's
of me?
That's why I didn't get my arcane advantage, damn it.
I don't see any in front of me?
No one on the road.
Okay. Can I look around, like turn my head and look for more in the immediate vicinity?
Sure. You do not see anything near your guys' camp.
Okay.
Up the road, you can't tell because it's too far away.
Wait,
if you want to give me a perception check, go ahead.
Kelmar, are you a bear right now?
Yes.
You get an advantage on smell checks for perception.
I do. Yep, yep.
Okay. I wonder what the range is for smell, but I'm going to allow it to be whatever range.
You want me to look up the range of a bear's smell? That's very far.
Very far for bears.
Sounds good. Are you going to utilize your smelling capabilities to have a higher perception check when you're trying to find something?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to sniff the body that is right in front of me that we hacked down. And then I'm gonna rise up on my two hind legs and sniff high up in the air and see if I can tell if there's similar types of scents in the area.
Sure, give me a perception check. And with your keen sense, I think is what it's called, you get advantage.
Alright. What would I add? Dex wisdom?
It's just your perception.
It's just perception. I don't.
Doesn't he keep like his
bear perception?
Here we go.
Like,
here we go. Yeah. Perception plus +3. Got it. All right. 19.
With a 19, you can get smells from the back of you because you're probably facing the western direction where you saw like the orbs coming from. You can smell that there's multiple bogeys behind you, and also multiple bogeys deeper into the woods. And with a 19, you can smell one that's a little singed.
Got it. Are there stronger ones coming from behind me or in front of me?
You'd say that you can get more of a scent to the west of you, so in front of you, for Brockland.
Okay. Then I'm just going to charge forward in that direction.
I think you have 30 movement, right?
My speed 40. Is 40 feet.
Damn, bears are fast.
Yeah.
40 feet. Say I got that. So that's going to be 10 there. 30 more. You get all the way out there, and you smell a similar smell. Oh, like pot. Rocks nearby. There must be a bag somewhere.
Can I use more movement to make contact with any of the smelly guys?
You can do the dash action, and you'll be able to probably locate the one that is singed next to Brock.
Okay, I'll do that then.
Okay. And then Brock, you hear just a rumbling, tumbling bear coming your way, and he gets up on the singed hobgoblin that's in front of you.
I'll run up on Brock and the hobgoblin, and I'll sniff it, and then I'll look at Brock and I'll give him a couple of huffs.
Bear huffs.
Brock, your turn.
Okay, so the bear ran up in this guy's face. Perfect. Uh-huh. Time for me to fuck out of there. I'm going to yell at the hobgoblin. It's very loud, so it's going to pinpoint everyone who's out there, who looking out over the field, they're going to hear where this voice is coming from. Why do wizards like fireball so much? Because it's such a well-rounded spell. Wisdom saving throw for the hobgoblin.
Sounds good. So wait, it's like anybody that can hear within range?
No. It's just I'm yelling it as loud as Brock can so people know where we are in the field. But it's vicious mockery.
Gotcha. It's for the one in front of you.
Yeah.
Gotcha. What was the save?
Wisdom.
No. 13 won't do it.
No, it will not. He takes 7 psychic damage, 4 and a 3.
His ears are ringing with so much dissing.
And then he has disadvantage on his next attack.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use my 25 feet of movement and run deeper into the field to try to find the next the caster.
Sounds good. He'll do a disadvantage opportunity attack.
Yep.
Oh, you were so lucky, Dave. The other one was a nat 20, but it misses you.
Yes. Brock high steps. Ha ha. And I use my 25 feet to go deeper.
The grass right above your head.
Nice. Low stats.
25 movement, and you're heading in the northern, the deeper end of the field.
Yeah, the way I saw the magic missiles coming from.
Sounds good. From what you saw, it looked like basically it's starting to move to the northern side, like rotate around.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, you're just heading that direction.
Yep.
Cool.
Alrighty.
And, so I move my 25 feet and I get nothing.
You can give me a perception check.
Yeah. 17 plus 5, so 23.
22.
17 plus... Yes, 22. Math.
In the distance, to the north, and a little bit more into the grasslands, you see movement, or you see grass moving around. You don't see the target though.
Okay.
So then, Shane, since you're looking over to the side, you see two hobgoblins burst out of the grass with swords and shields, but they don't have enough movement to get to you. So. That's that. And then... So that's there. Shane does get shot at by one guy. Both miss. Because I obviously can't roll high right now. Bills come across and Shane's just... Rigged. Yep. Runs and moves her out of the way. A couple other arrows come from the field. Kelmar, you can hear the twangs of arrows north and south of you. Edson, a couple arrows coming your way.
Alrighty.
One's nat 20. Yeah, thank you very much.
Well, I have a feeling that might just hit. But what's the total?
You son of a bitch, it's a crit. I'm gonna give you guys always hits on crits. Don't you even try. So with the crit, 14 damage, and then he takes his second shot. 19 does not hit you anymore, I don't think, at all, actually.
Nope.
Alright, there's that. And the hob that is next to a giant bear. He's going to take two swings at the bear. One will miserably miss. The other one will hit a 21.
All right.
For 5 damage. All right. Next up is going to be Edson. You are in the middle of the road. Shane to the north of you, and you saw a giant bear, and you still saw Brock go into the tall grass to the west. And two hobgoblins have popped out on they went to the east. Hobgoblins popped out from the west side. Sorry. And you saw them with swords and shields.
Ah, gotcha. All right, then I'm going to put all our 24 points of lay on hands into myself real quick, because I'm pretty much hurting. So let's, and then I'm going to head towards the nearest hobgoblin.
Sounds
but
good.
I'm gonna have my guy do a flyby.
Sounds good. I would say with where you're located at, did you want to try to make this into flanking? I would say you have enough movement to get over to him and position yourself around him.
Yes, please then.
Sure. See, I'm a generous DM.
Appreciate it. Does a 18 hit?
18 will hit.
Awesome. So that'll be 14 damage in the flyby.
Yep. And you'll see the dragon see like flyby and just kind of slash its claws right at its back while it's you kind of getting its attention as you run around them.
Awesome.
Shane Bane, your turn.
All right. So those two goblins that came busting out of the tall grass across the way from me?
Yep.
We are going to shoot my last...
busted out and you saw arrows shot.
Arrows came too close to Shane for his liking. He is going to shoot his last two shots, which are both snake shots. And we will shoot him at... Oh my god. 16 to hit the first one.
16 will hit.
All right, that one's much better. 24.
Cool.
Okay.
Go ahead.
First one, then the other.
Yep. Uh-huh.
That one is 9 damage for the first one.
Got it.
Oh, yeah. Then 16 damage for the second one.
So that's one that Edson was attacking. That one gets fucking burnt up to a crisp as he fire off the shot that kind of shatters as it hits him and just engulf in flames.
They both need to do dex saves. And what's the fire damage? It's been so long.
That's a D8.
D8? Okay.
D8. It fails. The other one's a corpse, so he doesn't need to do a dex save because he also failed. But, you know, if you want your serpents to eat the corpse more, sure.
Well, the living guy's going to take 2 fire damage. Or not 2 damage, but 2 different dice of fire damage.
Fire. Correct.
7 more damage for
him. Yeah, because you do the initial shot, which I subtracted, yeah. And then 7 more. Okay, he's really hurting and he's burnt. And he has no friends around him.
That's my turn.
Sounds good.
Funny boat.
That goes up to that. Dave, what is your just your stealth bonus?
5.
Basically, I'm trying to figure out what your passive stealth would be.
Okay. Yeah, I have a +5 to stealth.
All right, Dave, you see a almost green glowing light come away in the distance and fires off it.
At me?
24 to hit.
Uh-huh.
It's a green glowing arrow, it seems like. And 24 to hit.
Yes, that will hit.
Only 7 acid damage as it hits you.
Acid damage, okay. It's probably gonna... That's Melf's acid.
Yep. Okay. That's probably a pretty solid guess. Okay. And your movement in the distance, heading towards back towards the road, but away from you.
Okay, but where the green arrow came from?
Yes, you saw where the green arrow was shot from.
And then movement back towards the road. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Moving. It sounds like they're trying to move, like rotate around, basically, and moving back to the road. After that, we have Kelmar. You're a bear, and you have a guy in front of you.
I got a guy in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. That makes it easy.
I tried to attack.
I'm just gonna attack him twice.
That sounds good.
All right. +5 to hit on both. All right. Let's see. This will be a bite. That'll be claw. Okay, I got a 12 and a 13, so a 17 and an 18 to hit.
Ball play.
Alright. The bite is a d8, the claw is 2d6.
This guy is the slightly changed one from earlier.
1d8 plus 8. Oh, that's a 1. Fuck. Oh, what those guys. It's a 6, 12. 20 damage with a bite and a claw attack from the bear.
You see actually, I guess no one sees this, but Kelmar, you grab him and just like put your teeth right into like his upper collarbone area.
Yeah,
and
just bite right into his chest. Off.
Yeah, basically, because he's dead.
Yep.
All right, Kelmar.
And then I'm gonna use my movement
in the field. Mm-hmm.
To go in the same direction that Brock went in.
Sounds Sounds good. Give me another perception check to use that nose of yours.
All right. 19 again. Nice.
You can smell two are closer to you, and Brock's a little farther away.
Okay, then I'll just make my way over to the two then that are closer to me.
Sounds good. Do you want to go north or do you want to go south? North would be heading towards where Brock, a little bit more towards where Brock is. Brock kind of headed like northeast, okay. But the guy that you can smell is like directly north of you or directly south of you.
I'll go directly north then.
Sounds good. From with your movement, you can easily
40 feet.
You can easily get there to get to another hobgoblin that has a bow and an arrow. Up and he's like, as a bear comes out of the bushes.
Got it. I'm gonna use my bonus action to. What do I need? 12. To use a first level spell slot for 1d8 of heals. Yeah, I rolled a 3, so whatever is bonus, I'll just add that. Okay, and that's my turn.
Brock, you would actually be up next, so let me look up Kelmar stuff while you decide what you want to do.
Oh, I know what I'm doing. I'm moving. I'm moving 25 feet towards where I think the person is.
Sure, give me a perception check.
14, 9 plus 5.
You see red skin and black hair in the distance. It's within 60 feet.
Within 60 feet of me?
Okay. As it's like kind of moving across the grass, see it kind of splitting across the grass, moving pretty quickly. Kelmar, it is not plus anything, it is just whatever the dice is. Yeah.
Okay, so plus 3. Cool.
Pull out the lute and and strum the brown noise from the lute.
Sounds good. It's intellect.
Yeah, intellect saving throw.
No, 15.
15 passes.
Oh, 15 is your DC. Yeah, 15 is my DC. 12 plus 3.
Yeah, okay.
You have your sights on him.
Yeah, and then I'm going to use a first level spell and say, "All right, I found you. Time to deal with you." I'm going to heal myself for 7.
You can murder that guy, so... Dude is up in Etson's face. So there will be... one hobgoblin attacking the bear. 2 attacks. Right. Arrow shot being shot at Shane. And then another arrow shot's being shot at Etson. And then melee also at Etson. Okay. Lots of people to keep track of. Alright, so we'll do the bear. I'm gonna go from east to west to make my life easy.
Alright.
Attack the bear. I rolled 2 18s, so I think both hit.
Yes, they do.
Twelve damage total.
Alright.
Alright. Arrow shots from the north of Kelmar at Shane. Nat 1 and 14. Shane has so many arrows at his feet, it's like it started to become a pile. Arrows at Etson and melee.
They just all got bent tips because they're just bouncing off of his armor.
Both the melee miss.
Oh no.
A 21 for 1 arrow to hit Etson.
And that'll miss because I have my armor on.
Yeah, whatever. I don't want to hear about it. I successfully hit the bear. I'm happy. That's in your turn.
Alrighty. Then, where's the nearest hobgoblin to me?
The one that you were fighting got murdered by fiery snakes. But there's another one that's like 10 feet away from you.
All right, then I'm gonna attack them real quick. All right, so the first attack will be 16.
Yep. Oh yeah, that's exactly AC.
Oh, perfect. Yep. All righty, and gonna add a smite to this one. I'll just use a level one smite. And I'm also going to channel divinity as a bonus action to have it be an inspiring smite.
Inspiring? And how does that look?
So from the... when I have the crackling lightning come down towards my enemy, you see that some of my wounds start to heal up a little bit. Like, it's kind of... the lightning is kind of singeing it back together.
Cool.
And that's 2d8 plus 5.
You gonna heal yourself?
Yep. Unless someone within 30 feet needs more.
Nope. Do it, dude.
Shane, as he puts his... he lifts his knee up to get on top of the giant mountain of arrows. Nah, I'm good.
I got... let's see... 13 back. And it's at 18 for the first attack and damage.
First attack and damage? So it's 18 damage as well.
18 damage to them, 13 health back to me.
Cool, he's dead.
That's a dope channel divinity.
Brock, how much damage was your brown noise from last round?
Oh, he passed.
Oh, he passed. That's right. That's right. Yeah. Okay, sorry. I'm trying to keep track of these fucking healths.
No problem.
All right. So, Edson, you used 10 feet of movement to get to that guy. You saw arrows shoot out from the left of you and also the right of you.
All right. Then I'm going to... which one seemed like it might be closer?
For you, to the left.
All right. Then I'm going to head to the left, try and find my next target.
Sounds good. You move 15 feet in. Give me a perception check.
All right. Be a 14.
You don't see anybody in the tall grass as of right now. Sounds good. Shane, your turn.
All right, we got that one gobbo who's still alive over there?
Nah, Edson hacked him down. So you know that there is arrow shots coming from the east and west of you, because you keep seeing arrows land next to your feet.
Okay, I'm going to reload.
Sounds good.
And I roll a natural 20.
Go ahead.
Roll a natural 20.
There you go. At least you rolled it some. Yeah, and you can put either 2-2-2 or whatever bullets you want to put in.
Yes, that is what I will do. 2-2-2. And then... did you say the arrows were coming from the east?
East and west. You got shot at from the east side. Edson got shot from the west side.
I will go to the east. Is my horse close enough that I can mount up?
Because the horse probably wouldn't have been, like, right next to you. Probably wouldn't have been a little bit away.
Oh, so I'll just run into the grass.
Okay, sounds good. You're asking me perception check. You can see a giant bear in the tall grass fighting something. And from the arrow sense, you can tell that there's someone. You can like kind of get the idea of the distance from that bear. There's another target out there. You can't quite see it, though.
Can you see a big giant bear?
It's fighting something.
It's a big giant bear fighting.
Can I shoot at the something?
Pretty sure you would know that. Yeah. That's me, the big blue giant bear.
Yeah, I'm gonna shoot at whatever it's fairly fighting.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Okay. Grip point.
Yeah, I'm gonna use a grip point. So we're gonna use grip point for advantage roll. Alright, the first one will be a 19.
That'll hit.
Yep. On this one, that will be an 18.
That will also hit.
20 damage.
Whoa, how much?
20, 2-0 between two shots.
Ouchie. This guy's really fucking hurt. Okay, and Shane, you're probably like a good, like, 15, 20 feet away from where the bear and that guy is, and you have a general sense of where the other guy probably is. Dave, I forgot to say, at the end of your turn, or is it the end of his turn? I don't know how it is, but either way, you take four more acid.
Yep.
From Melf Acid Arrow, starting to, like, burn through your shirt.
Yep.
Okay.
Damn it, my shirt!
He's gonna have to buy a new one.
I just got this glade!
Netson, your horse is still flying in the air, isn't it?
Yes.
Cool. Sure, that seems to make sense. Edson, you went into the grass on the other side, right? We currently have nobody on the road.
Yes.
Cool. That's what I was checking for. So he will burn all three Scorching Rays towards the flying horse.
Not my flying horse.
Hey, the horse pisses close. Mark off so much that he's willing to use spells and stuff on it. That's a great use of the horse.
True. Then it has damage resistance to fire.
Well, there you go. Cool, because it was a dirty 20, a 17, and a 15.
For its damage, it is mega dead.
Oh, no. It that was to hit.
Oh, okay, then yes, you hit it. Both. I was like, Jesus, it's super fucking dead.
Obliterated out of the sky.
I still did a bunch of damage, though. 21 damage.
Halved, it's dead.
Okay. He achieved his goal. Dave, and you can the guy that you're tracking seems to be heading towards the road.
How far away is he from me?
It's a little farther away from me. less than 60, more than 30.
God damn these tiny legs.
Kelmar, your turn. There's a guy that got shot twice in front of you. I think Kelmar will do the same thing, probably, like last time.
What's that?
There's a guy in front of you.
Yes.
And it's your turn.
Hack and hack.
Go ahead.
Alright. So, let's see. One bite, one claw, plus five to hit. There. They both miss. I roll a 3 and a 2.
Damn. Yep. This hobgoblin, after getting shot, is like kind of worried, so he's just more cautious now, and just like stepping back, trying to get away from the bear.
Stop it! Get away!
Yep. Brock, your turn.
Okay, I'll move my full 25 feet towards the mage.
Sure.
So how far away are we?
In the midst of combat, you can tell that it's probably within 30 feet.
Okay. I'm going to just yell out of tried and true one that that Brock seems to like. Hickory dickory dockery. I'm fucking your mind with vicious mockery. Wisdom saving throw.
God, I cannot roll hot on attacks, but I do roll hot on saves. Oh. 18.
Okay, falls on deaf ears. Brock's like, God damn it. I'll end my turn.
I would say you're just out of the range, probably.
Yeah, then. It's fine. I'll end my turn.
All right, so, cool. I'm going to have the hobgoblin try to take a swing at this bear, even though he's terrified of it. Two sevens. No, I don't think those will hit, because it's fours plus three, so no, I think I can hit a bear. Even though it's the easiest thing to hit on the field right now.
Yeah.
What else? This guy can go his movement.
Shane, what is your stealth? Like, what's your stealth bonus?
Plus 4.
4. Shane, you notice a guy kind of run past you looking for somebody with a sword out.
I recognize the guy?
He's a hobgoblin. Yeah, you're like about 10, 15 feet away from him, but you, like, he, it seemed like he was trying to run the direction you heard the loud bang from, but couldn't quite figure out where it's at. All right, and then Etten, you see a hobgoblin pop out of the grass and attack you. Miss and miss.
Nice.
Because your armor's too high.
Clink, clink.
Yeah, so he takes a swing at you, you bash it away with your shield. And then you take a stab at your upper shoulder, and with your pauldron, you like use it as a benefit to you and lift up his blade.
Just shrug.
Probably.
I'm just like, quit it.
And probably take advantage of that opportunity by lifting his blade up because it's your turn.
Alrighty. And first attack will be a 21 to hit. Yeah. Alrighty. That'll be 10 damage.
Okay, got it.
Alright, and second one. Yeah, I'll just do another regular attack. That'll be 17 to hit.
That'll hit.
Alright. And I'll add one level 2 smite.
We're in those spell slots.
Might as well use them when you need them, right?
Yep. All right, Mr.
Dice. That'll be about 25 damage.
He did.
He did.
Bring down the thunder again.
Lightning shoots from the sky and strikes your blade as you slash right through him. Singe that corpse. Shane, you can see the guy in front of Kelmar is somehow giving him trouble after you shot him twice, and you see another guy that looks like he's aimless and doesn't know where he's at.
How close is the guy that's aimless?
15 feet.
I'm going to use a violent shot on him.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to use a pawn pedal. So, yeah. Alright, 21 to hit.
Hit.
16 damage. There we go.
Okay. That was for the first shot, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I hit him again.
Still standing.
I'm 2 and 3 are on this fire. 15 to hit.
15 will... Actually, yeah, that does hit him. He doesn't have a shield.
And 13 damage.
You kill him.
Yes.
Right.
That. I will action surge.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to shoot one more pond pebble and one snake shot at that thing that Kelmar's fighting. So the first one is a pond pebble. That'll be a... Oh, that's very nice. That'll be a nice, crisp 30.
Yeah. Hits.
All right. I don't know.
I just think of like fucking Red Dead Redemption. Shit, just
yeah, more than just any cowboy movie, just firing away over there. So then it'll be the first one will be 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 damage.
You kill him.
Yes. Yes.
Sounds the guy in front of me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
I'll just move over to where Kelmar is.
Sounds good. All right. And then, for the first time, because his movement finally allows him, you guys see a hobgoblin with tie braided hair up in his head, a wolf skull on his shoulder, carrying a staff, and it looks to be a belt around his waist. And you see him chuck a fireball into the middle of the field. Everyone give me a percentile of dice, because that will decide essentially if it heads over to Kelmar and Shane, or it's going to hit over to where Brock is.
Percentile. All right. Here we go.
Yeah, if you're good, you don't roll anything.
33. I got an
83. So, the solid number is
looks
the
like
first
number?
Looks
like it's going to Edson.
So, basically, Dave, you're going to get the double number. Get what that is. That's like the first part of it.
The digit, the 10 digits.
Okay, so now I got 62.
What's up?
62. 6-0, and then the other dice was a 2.
All right. Well, the fireball's coming over to Shane and Kelmar. Both give me dex saving throws.
Oh, I thought it was going to be the other way around.
Yeah, no, I just did the low roll.
Oh. Like a low percentile had come to us.
Roll a dirty 20.
Dex plus 0.
Uh-huh.
So,
no,
for bear,
two
we got a 5. Bear.
Okay.
Pretty sure he fails.
Yes, you will fail. Tommy will succeed. And then I do... how many? Okay. Oh my god, I've not rolled that fucking hot ever in my life.
Well,
so
Kelmar,
you take... you take 38 damage.
30.
And Tommy, you take... and then Tommy, you take 19. And you see the hobgoblin run out and hit the road to get a kind of a clear shot and just toss it out into the field and hoping to hit somebody. And it lands and explodes. But he is now in the middle of the road for all to see. Kelmar.
My turn?
You're not a bear.
I'm not a
bear. You're probably a little on fire.
I'm a little on fire, but that's okay.
And the field is definitely on fire.
Yep.
Sorry.
Fuck the field. Let it burn. I'm going to use a third level spell conjure animals and summon Xander and Zonder. And then I will use my bonus action to transform back into a bear.
Sounds good to me.
Do we all get to attack this motherfucker? Because I'm pretty sure we all
birds could get there, but
you
have 40
action...
feet of movement, though. You're deep in the field.
Okay, got it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you did use your action. You won't be able to attack anyways. But your 40 feet of movement will get you back to the road, but not to him. Zonder and Xander, I think their flight speed is 60. Or possibly 80.
I believe it is 60. Let me pull them up right quick. Giant
if
eagle.
It's 60, it gets to them. It gets to him.
Their fly speed of 80.
And there are fires basically north and south, so I'm not going to say that their dark vision affects them at all to attack.
They got 80 feet fly speed.
Yes, they could easily get to him.
Okay. And do they... will they be able to attack this turn or next turn? Because if they wouldn't be able to attack this turn, they would... probably stay closer to me.
It's your full movement, so it's fine. Yeah, I said at 60, you'd be fine. With 80, you can definitely make it there with no dash necessary, so they can attack.
Okay, yeah.
So you see Kelmar kind of like get his decanter and splash water into the air, and you see the waters form into these giant sea eagles. Kind of, but you know, more eagle-like.
So I'll point.
Just happened to look like a sea eagle.
Point
colors.
Over to the giant hobgoblin with the skull on his chest.
And I'll be like,
"That's our guy." And then as they fly over, I'll use my bonus action to transform into a bear.
Yep. And then use your movement to get close to the rope.
Use my movement to get closer to get close to the rope, so I can use my movement and attack next turn. The eagles will go over Xander and Zondar, know what to do. They go and one will attack while the other one flies around to get flanking.
Sure.
So
do your two attacks with advantage.
Just on the first.
Do all your business.
They got.
Oh, that's right.
Six. Yeah. Because the first one will get there and he won't have flanking, because the other one's got to go around him. All right. Let's see. Oh, this is the same attacks as a bear. 18 and a 3, so one will hit, which is the claw. 2d6 plus 3. Nice. 14 damage on the claw from Zondar.
Sorry, one more time.
14 damage.
That's like a total damage?
Total damage, yep.
Got it.
That's from Zondar. And Xander will go along the other side to flank. And So his first attack is a beak. That's going to be a natural 19 will hit. The second attack with a claw is going to be a 19 to hit again. Okay.
Yep. He only has 15 AC, so.
3d6 plus 6. That's a 10, 3, 19 damage from Xander.
Okay. Hey, you real messed this guy up with the fucking claws and the beak.
Fuck yeah, dude. He crushed me with that fireball.
Brockinatus.
Okay. You're up. How far away am I from him?
You're probably about, so with movement to get to where he's at, so we did that. If you use your full movement, you'd be within 30 feet.
That's using my action to dash?
No. You use just your full movement, within 30. Just your 25, and that would get you within 30 feet.
Okay, I'm
just trying to figure out the math. It's between 45 and 50. I don't know, it's one of those numbers.
It's fine. I'm going to use second level spell. I'm gonna use the lute. So I start strumming the lute, kind of like a quick into pace as I start running towards him, and all of a sudden on one of my steps my foot just I disappear, and so I go invisible.
Whoa.
So that uses the once per day spell slot on the lute. I am invisible, so I use my 25 movement to get close to him, and then I end my turn.
Etzen, you are in the middle of the field, and you just saw a giant fireball fucking explode out in the field.
Okay. Do I see any of my
shit's on fire? You can see two birds attacking the hobgoblin in the middle of the road.
Okay, so that means my buddy's still alive. Blue Man crew still go kicking.
I'll move closer and throw a guiding bolt instead.
Oh, what?
That's right.
Alrighty, so.
Is it a free cast, or do you still have to use spell slots for this?
It casts a spell slot.
Gotcha. So let's see. Good to know.
Flash of light streaks from a creature of your choice within range, which is 120 feet.
Yeah. He's within range.
Make a ranged spell attack on hit. The target takes 4d6 radiant damage. And the next attack roll made against this target before the end of your next turn has advantage.
To the end of your next turn?
To the end of, yep. Everyone has advantage on this guy.
The next attack. Next attack.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, the next attack. You're right. Made against
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That guy would have been just destroyed.
Yeah, there's too much risk right here, so he's going to counterspell that.
It's only a plus six. It's a plus six to hit. It's not a guaranteed hit.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay. But for where he's at right now and how badly he's hurt, he's not worried about the claws, but if he sees arcane energy coming from a paladin, he's going to counterspell it.
Okay. Oh, come on.
Yeah, you're like, oh, we're super excited about it too. He's like, nah.
Well, there goes my last level 2 slot. You win this time, asshole.
Is it a level 1 spell?
Huh?
Isn't it a level 1 spell?
Even if it was level 3, it's still getting counterspelled.
Oh, yeah, I'm just saying.
I cast it.
You cast it at level 2.
Oh, wait, you're right. It was level 1.
Yeah, sorry, it's a level 1 spell.
But yeah, that's my last level 1 slot.
Okay.
And then I would say that's when you move your movement to get closer to him. You're about 15 feet away. Shane, you just got hit by a fireball in the middle of a field. There's a lot of fire around you.
I can't see my attacker.
You see them up on the hill, and actually with your range and because of the fire kind of like around you as well as around them, you could shoot the attacker from where you're at.
How far am I?
Range is, what? Yeah, I mean, you're like... Are you less than 120 feet? Because I think you can get there.
No way.
Yeah, because I think you're within 120 feet, so you should be able to shoot him.
Alright. Let's do it. We're going to use another grid shot for to roll with advantage.
Uh-huh.
That one probably will hit. Just to make sure, I rolled a 29. Okay, so I actually have one bullet in the magazine or in the cylinder, so this will be it. I'll have to reload. It is a
fire away.
It is a snake shot bullet. So it'll be.
Yeah, oh, there you go.
It'll be 15 damage, and then I need a dex save. Please.
Okay. Dex save. 17.
You saved. You're lucky because I did a whopping 2 damage. So cut in half. 1. That was a 16 total damage 16. From the fire shot and the bullet.
Gotcha.
Okay. And then I will. And then I need to reload. Dex check.
Slide
ahead. Or sleight of hand, excuse me. Oh, yeah, that'll pass. 22.
Yep, you're able to reload in between your shots.
And a 19 to hit, this is just with an iron bullet.
Oh, that'll hit.
And damage.
Okay.
Alright, I'll move up the 30 feet towards my homies, and then that'll be my turn.
Sounds good. So, Zandra's gonna get an opportunity attack as he tries to move away from one of the eagles.
From one of them?
Yeah, I'm just deciding Zandra, just cause.
Okay.
I want to, but he has a. He does not have an advantage because he got any bolt didn't hit. Wow. But yeah, he just goes to attack.
Okay. It's going to be a 15 to hit.
Oh, right on his AC. Yeah. God dang it. Yeah, it hits.
Realistically, probably hit him with his beak, so it's only going to be 1d6. Give that to you, Mark. That's okay. The 4 plus 3, 7 damage.
Oh god, thank you.
Damage.
I took the risk. I took the risk. I was gonna disengage initially, but I was like, not gonna risk it. So he slashes into the back of this guy, and he like kind of crumples down, and he almost like is falling down with blood kind of coming out of him. But he turns around and looks at both your birds and lines them up, and snaps his fingers. And both of them are gonna see this shocking wave come from him, and they're going to do constitution saving throws.
Con save. Okay, so they got plus one to con. All right. Come on. Natural 20 and a natural 16.
Hell, fuck you. Tap damage.
Sorry. The green one, that's the second nat 20 for today.
So cut in half, it's going to do 10 thunder damage 10. To you. He snaps his fingers. And since you guys didn't fail, I can't push him away to run away. So Xander will get an opportunity to attack as he tries to run into the field.
Oh, man. That's going to be a 16 to hit.
Ah, God damn it. Is he plus two for damage?
Plus three to damage.
How do you want Xander to kill this guy?
Nice.
It's going to be Xander? Okay, cool. Not Xander. Xander would just, like, peck at him and, like, do a little derpy, like, the chicken from Moana. Xander, seeing him run away, will just kind of flap up and just kind of go, like, 10 feet in the air and then just crush him with his claws into the ground with his two, like, back heel claws going through his chest on each side of his shoulder blades.
Yeah, you see Xander kind of like pick up, just wing up just a little bit off the air and like kind of use his weight to just land right on top of him as the Hobgoblin tries to move away because he moved away from Xander, snapped his fingers to try to push them away. They were unaffected by it, and he just came right after him, knowing what was coming.
Yep. And
freaking pierced him onto the ground. He's dead on the floor. Things start to calm down a little bit. Fires are put out of wagons, and you guys recollect yourselves back at the camp.
And I think, guys, that's a good point to end our session.
All right.
Nice.
Hey, thanks everybody for listening. Share it with your friends, family, and anyone else that actually likes D&D. I appreciate your guys' time. If you guys like it, we love you. Thanks for listening to Troll Initiative, and this is your DM signing off.
Perfect.